This is a special episode of the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops with David Alexander from Microsoft talking about Sway. You can support this podcast by purchasing guides from www.ciaops.com/publications. There you will find a range of information on using technologies like SharePoint and Office 365. You'll also find templates there you can use on your SharePoint site to help your business get up to speed quickly. Reseller options are also available. All of this can be downloaded immediately from www.ciaops.com/publications. Welcome along to a special Need to Know podcast from the Computer Information Agency. My name is Robert Crane, and I'm joined by a special guest at this time of year, David Alexander from Microsoft. Welcome.
Hey, Robert. How's it going?
Excellent for this time of year. I see that obviously you're preparing for Christmas in your side of the world, which is a little bit different from what we experience here. Like I said, you're looking forward to snow and turkey, and we're looking forward to heat and salad. So things are a little bit different, although we speak the same language.
Both like to work in extremes, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It seems to be that way. And luckily, the software is pretty much all the same and keeps running 24/7. So that's a big help. So to kick off the show, as we always do, I'll get David to introduce himself, let everybody know who he is, what he does, and a bit of his background. So if you could do that for us, David, that'd be great.
Sure. Well, again, my name is David Alexander, Senior Product Marketing Manager at Microsoft, and been in the company a little bit over 6 years at this point. Spent my whole tenure in the Office business, and it's really been quite fascinating to watch as Office has been transforming itself over the years. You know, I remember the time in the company when we were doing release cycles every 3 years, and when I look at where the company's at today, it's just a drastically, drastically different world. And it's a real pleasure to be taking part in that transition and watching as we do lots of different exciting things.
Excellent. Well, what we've got David on to talk about today is a new product in the Office suite known as Sway. Again, I think what we're seeing is a major, you know, sort of a transition, the way the Office apps are going, the ability that they can work on the web now, and also, you know, on your desktop if you want, but Sway is a little bit different. So for those who don't know, David, why don't you give us a bit of an idea of, you know, what Sway is and what it's all about?
Sure. Well, there are three major things to know about Sway. The first is that it's a brand new app that's joined the Office portfolio. So if you think about Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote, Sway is the newest member. And the thing that Sway makes is called a Sway. So, you know, just like PowerPoint makes PowerPoints, Sway makes Sways. But there are a lot of different new things about what Sway does. And the first thing to know is that this new type of output that Sway makes is unlike anything that that Office has made before. It's an entirely new type of sort of digital-first, web-first, interactive content that can be multimedia-rich, very capable of expressing your ideas through a lot of different types of media, whether it's photos, videos, social media posts, of course, text. But not only those different types of multimedia coming together, but coming together in new sort of rich, interactive, and engaging ways for your audience to experience the narrative that you're trying to tell. The other thing is the new type of output that Sway makes is really digitally authentic. It's built for the web-connected and digital age that we live in. If you think about traditional types of documents, you know, the word-processed document was built to emulate the 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, at least if you go by U.S. sizes. And so it was meant to, you know, emulate this analog form of paper-printed document. The original slide presentation was built to emulate an actual slide deck that a company would make and vend out and then get the slides back and would put on a projector slideshow or a flip chart-based presentation. But given the digital, you know, web-connected age and very mobile-centric age that we live in, a lot of the content that people consume these days is in the digital world. And so basically the thing that Sway makes is built to be authentic to that age and take advantage of what that really lets us do in terms of the way that people interact with the content, the way that people experience it, the way that it can adaptively render across devices. So all of these things kind of all come together as the newness of the output of what Sway present, what Sway lets you create. That's the first thing. The second thing is really on the authoring side. So Sway is changing the traditional content authoring model and kind of flipping it on its head. So if you think about traditional applications, you'd start with a blank canvas and build from the ground up. You'd specify exactly where each piece of content goes. You'd make all the design decisions, get it exactly the way you want, and then you'd be off to the races. But what we've noticed is, given the increasing amount of apps that people use and the amount of time that they're spending using a lot of different apps, and the sort of increase in the pace of the sort of create, publish, and share cycles, there's an increasing opportunity to help people with the actual creation process and to help them get up and running with something polished and professional very quickly. So Sway has a built-in design engine that actually will take care of the design work for you. As you pull your ideas together, Sway will be creating the output for you as you go along. So from the very first word, the very first image that you add, your Sway is always being built dynamically for you as you continue to build it, add more content, rearrange content. And at any given point, you could declare, I'm done, and you'd have something ready to go off and share, whether it's presenting it, whether it's sharing it over social media or any other type of forum. You can, of course, continue to tweak and adapt and customize to reflect your own unique style, but the idea is that the design engine works for you on your behalf so you can get up and running with something quickly. And the last piece is, as you're pulling your content together, Sway has a lot of built-in content sources to make it easier for you to pull together all of your material from across a number of different sources. So you don't need to switch browser tabs or apps to collect your content, to put it all together in this new type of canvas that Sway lets you create to bring your ideas to life. So, new type of output, digital design assistant working for you, and easy access to your content to pull things together quickly.
Okay, so obviously this is a bit of a change, because obviously when you're used to desktop apps, you've gone to a total web-based app. I mean, what do you see basically is the reason behind Sway? Were people asking for more digital content? Were they asking for, you know, the multimedia, the ability to make the quick changes, to do presentations on the fly? You know, what was sort of the driving force behind actually putting together and pushing out Sway?
Yeah, well, there are a few driving factors. I mean, overall, as Office has been looking to evolve itself to meet the demands of the era in which we live, and it's been evolving the scenarios that people are able to do to get stuff done, it's been sort of evolving itself in a couple of ways. You know, you've seen it bringing the traditional applications into new spaces, onto new platforms, onto new devices, and you've seen that come to bear with announcements we've made. You know, for example, bringing Office for iPad to market. We've also talked about Office for Android tablets and just being on all the devices that people are using, whether it's a phone, a tablet, or the traditional desktop PC. So you've seen us evolving those traditional scenarios to new form factors. You've also seen Office evolving the traditional scenarios to sort of enrich them in new ways. A great example that I like to give is actually Office Mix, which is a new add-in to PowerPoint 2013 that you can basically create interactive lessons that you can sort of record a facilitated presentation of your PowerPoint, and then it actually gets uploaded to the Mix portal, where then you can mix it together with, you know, quizzes and other interactive content and experience it sort of in a portal-based way. And so it brings new scenarios to life with traditional Office applications to bring new value, particularly with changing trends and things like education and whatnot, that really open up these new scenarios. But separately, Office is also looking at the changing trends for the way that people are being productive in their lives. And just the fact remains that people are, you know, creating content faster. They're experiencing content that others have shared with them more and more on mobile devices, and more people want to create on mobile devices, not just consume. And frankly, behaviors that people are using are also changing in reaction to the different experiences they're having. For example, social media is driving sort of an increased pace of that sort of create, publish, and share cycle. People are wanting to put something together to share their ideas all the more quickly. It's that sort of instant gratification notion of social media. And so all this is driving an increasing opportunity to bring an experience to people's hands that lets them create something really rich and interactive that pulls together a bunch of different multimedia to express their ideas, but that they can do so very, very quickly with the help of that design assistant that I talked about, that design engine, and be off to the races, create their Sway, and get it out there to share their story with their audience very, very quickly. Of course, the traditional authoring applications continue to be fantastic options for a lot of different scenarios that that are not going away. But given the increasing prevalence of these new types of situations that people find themselves in, it really was a good time to bring Sway to market.
I think, like I said, it's from my experience has been that, yeah, there's a lot more digital content being created. Like you said, people want to be able to create it on their mobile device. They want to be able to do it quickly. But in today's world, we see a lot of websites that are good and that are bad. And there's a big difference between, you know, helping that get that idea across if you've got a nice, clean, modern design. So I think that a lot of people do want to create digital content, but they're not necessarily graphical artists. So having a tool that allows you, like I said, to mix and match, to bring in multimedia, to work on their mobile device and actually produce something which is, you know, quite stunning when you look at it, but very quickly and very simply, I think is a very, very positive thing for the, you know, for the Microsoft and the suite. And I think that that's going to be, once the word gets out there, more and more people will be using it because it is a very simple app to get up to speed with, to get started, to get content in, and to produce some really fantastic results.
Yeah, and you said, you know, you'd hit on a good point too, which is, you know, not all of us have fantastic design skills, but the need remains for all of us to want to create something that looks great. So even though we might not be professional designers ourselves, we all have the inherent capability to stand behind a professional designer and say, that looks good, kind of tweak that a little bit, make that more important. And that's actually really what Sway does. So that design engine that I've talked about that's encoded into Sway, we've actually taken the design instincts of designers, and that's what's encoded in that design engine. So it really is like standing over the shoulder of somebody, making these very natural human decisions that are very easy for the everyday person to make, that then through the design engine ends up resulting in great content. And great content that looks great across lots of different devices as well. And that's one of the things, too, is not only is your Sway going to look great on the device that you've created it on, but Sway's design engine is adaptively laying out your content and reformatting it depending on the screen size and the nature of the device your viewers happen to be viewing it on as well. So it keeps the high-level decisions you've made in mind, the hierarchies of content, the structure of content, the relationships between content that you've set. But it takes those considerations into mind and then applies its design algorithms given the size of the screen that you're looking at it on. So you know that your content will look great no matter what size screen your audience is using.
Cool. So I hope that basically we've given people a good overview of what Sway is, what the benefits are, how easy it is to get up and running with that. So the next question most of them are probably going to have is, you know, how do I actually get Sway? Is there a cost involved? How can I get up to speed and actually start using the product?
Yeah. So one thing to reiterate actually is, or that I haven't talked about yet, but definitely to make clear, is that Sway is currently in preview. So Sway preview is available. Just go to sway.com. It's open to anybody. So all you have to do is sign in with a Microsoft account and you're off to the races. You can get up and running and start using Sway today. But what preview really means is we've actually done something that's pretty unique for Microsoft and the Office business, is we've released Sway in a much earlier state as a product than we traditionally would have as a company. You know, you can chalk this up to a lot of the changes that are going on in the company, but also the evolution that the company is going through given the state of cloud services and the mobile-first, cloud-first world that we're developing for. But basically we made it available in a much earlier state, sort of what we needed to get done to be able to put it in front of people, to then have our customers tell us what was important to them to then go build into Sway and how to make Sway better and better for the real ways that real people wanted to use it. Given how new this paradigm is for this sort of assisted authoring process, we didn't want to make a whole lot of assumptions about the ways that people would want to interact with it. So what we've done is we've released it in preview since October 1st, and we've been working with our customers to actually take their feedback and make the product better as a result. We actually just released a number of updates recently. If you check out the Office blog, blogs.office.com/sway, you'll see some of the updates that we came out with recently and some direct responses that we've made to the feedback we've gotten about what some of the more important features are that we've gotten requests for during preview. So that's the whole point of preview. It's this partnership with all of you, our users, our customers, to make sure that Sway is going to be what you want it to be. before we make it, you know, more generally available and everything else. So, but even once we do that, Sway is a part of the freemium model from Office and from Microsoft. So there will always be a free version that's available to consumers, and all you need is a free Microsoft account. We'll also offer additional subscription value or additional value to subscription customers, both in the consumer side as well as the business side. We have stated that we will be building Office 365 support, as you know, both in terms of org ID login, but also the right feature set for businesses, you know, connecting to OneDrive for Business, not OneDrive Consumer, as well as building in some of the more robust IT control and manageability pieces that organizations expect, as well as some additional richer collaboration capabilities that you know people do in a more organizational setting. But today, what's available is definitely a fantastic offer for everyone to go use today. We want anyone and everyone to start using Sway, and not just to kick the tires. It's really there. We've been seeing a lot of great different use cases coming out for the ways that everyone from students to consumers to professionals and anyone in between have been using Sway.
Okay, so what we're saying is Sway is going to become a fully fledged member of the Office suite. It's going to go into the Office 365 offering as well for businesses, with maybe a slightly enhanced version to focus on the business side of things. Now, obviously Sway is a web-based app, and the current apps are desktop-based. Is Sway going to continue on a cycle of, you know, regular updates and that sort of thing, or are we going to see maybe a regular rollout at a certain period of time? Is Sway basically just going to continue to update as improvements become available?
The answer is yes. Sway is built from the ground up as a cloud service. It's running on Azure. And basically what that means is, you know, in the new world of Microsoft Cloud Services and Office 365 Cloud Services, you'll see not yearly updates, not quarterly updates, but monthly, weekly, even daily updates. I mean, we're continuing to improve the product regularly in the new cloud world that we live in. So Sway will continue to evolve. And even after it comes out of preview, just the very nature of it as a cloud service, we will continue to react to feedback and continuously improve the product based on how people are using it.
Okay, so what in the short time that Sway has been up and running, I mean, what's some good examples of what you've seen that people have used Sway for that have really, you know, caught your eye, or that are very appealing, or that you thought, you know, this is a great application of the product? Has there been any of those that are out there?
You know, if you were to name almost any use case, I could probably say I've already seen a Sway that's been used for that use case. I mean, we've seen everything from the traditional presentation to a student report. Actually, just today, I was looking at a report from a student at the University of Hong Kong. That was a great way to see what a traditional sort of biology report might look like as a Sway. But we've seen other things. We've seen people using Sway as a blog, as a holiday wish list, as a portfolio of an amateur, or actually, sorry, as a professional photographer sharing their work. We've seen artists sharing their sketches using Sway. We've seen heartwarming stories of a father and a daughter sharing photos every Sunday with each other and sharing that story through Sway. We've seen trip and vacation recaps. We've seen small businesses making brochures to evangelize their business. We've seen recipe books and sort of anything in between. A great example the other day was actually a teacher. A teacher actually created a Sway as additional content that people could access from a school concert program. So there's actually a QR code on the program, and whenever you scan that with your smartphone, you could get right to the Sway with additional information, in this case a lot of different quotes from the students about what it was like to learn the music to be able to perform this concert. So really interesting use of Sway to actually get this additional narrative across, in addition to sort of the more traditional program that they had provided for that concert. So you see anything and everything, really, by lots of different people in lots of different situations to make lots of different types of outputs. And if you take a look at the sort of the vision video that we have at Sway.com, you'll see even in that video, we highlight three different characters with three different situations in life, all wanting to tell three different types of stories and using Sway to create three different types of outputs. And so I think that that's entirely the point. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, is Sway a presentation app? Is it a website? Is it a blog platform? Is it, you know, is it a storytelling platform? And the answer is yes to all of those things. It's sort of none of those things in just one, but it's all of those things, or it can be any of those things depending on how people want to use it. And the ability to create great looking content to help you share your narrative, regardless of your situation, is actually a problem that so many people have in all the different aspects of their lives. And that's why we think it actually is so broadly applicable, and we've been so excited to actually see that really come to life, even in just like the 10 or 11 weeks we've been out.
All right, so we need to think of Sway, or everybody needs to think of Sway as an add-on to the Office suite, to an additional tool in your arsenal. It's not a standalone app, even though it has some differences in the way that it's been brought to market and what it can do, perhaps. But we need to look at Sway as, you know, as an additional resource we have in our arsenal to be able to produce that great content. Because again, what we're seeing, I agree with you, is that so much more of what people need to communicate these days needs to be done visually to get the message across. They need to be able to do it in a medium other than email, and they need to do it in a medium that will allow them to make changes, update, and potentially collaborate on. So going forward, we're going to see greater integration perhaps between Sway and the other Office apps and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you will, and you know, not just because it's part of the Office portfolio, but because actually in this world, like, having your content in one form makes sense sometimes, and another form makes sense other times, and actually having the versatility to be able to bring your content together in the right application at the right time is actually sort of the dream, and that's why Sway has a lot of different content sources built right in. And it has a great role in the Office portfolio. It's not replacing anything. What we really have seen is that, you know, it's just a new option that people have that's now increasingly relevant given the ways that people want to create content, given the situation, given the type of skills that the person has, or the time constraints, or the sort of requirements from the audience or the person for which they're doing the work, different tools will continue to still be relevant. If you think about it, you know, there will still be plenty of times that Word is still the best tool to create a report. So we're not suddenly saying all reports should ever be done in Sway. There will still be plenty of situations where people need to use PowerPoint to create from the ground up. You know, there's slides that they want to have exact control where everything is going to be appearing, and so they'll continue to use PowerPoint. Same thing, you know, we've said that we'll be building charts and tables into Sway as well, but that doesn't mean that people will stop using Excel. But because Sway is a part of the Office family, we can build those integration points between all the products so that you get the richness of content kind of being able to show up in whichever way is most appropriate for your needs at the time. And that's what's really, really exciting.
I think also, too, the other thing that that's really great is that we're looking at it on mobile devices, as you mentioned. And one of the new unique things we have now here in Australia is that Sway for the iPhone is now available from the App Store as a free download to put on your device and start working with your Sway. So have you seen a lot of take-up of the mobile devices? Have you got the metrics in the back that show you maybe who creates on a mobile device versus the traditional web device? Is that sort of the way you're aiming at it?
Well, that's actually one of the beautiful things about Preview. And so what we've been doing is, you know, we are building native apps for all the different platforms, you know, iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. iPhone is simply the first one to land. But one of the things that we're doing in Preview is we're doing that exact experiment that you talked about, Robert. We're figuring out sort of, you know, how does this paradigm of assisted design make the most sense on a mobile device, given the experience that people have with the web version of Sway. And we aren't just saying, hey, let's take the same exact version on the web and just sort of squish it down onto a mobile device. Just like the output is optimized for the device, we want to make sure that the authoring process, the creation process, is optimized for the device as well. So what we've been doing is we've been releasing Sway for iPhone market by market so far. We started in New Zealand at the end of October, and now we're in Australia. It's just our second market. Expanding a little bit larger, and learning as we go along for what people like, what people don't like, what aspects of the web experience they really miss still in the mobile experience, because we've been trying to make sure that we have the right feature set for the things that people are likely to want to do when they're trying to bring a story to life while they're on the go using a mobile device. And I've been playing it with myself all the time. I've been going to holiday events with families and creating sways to share with the family. And actually, I myself have been sending the engineering team feedback as I go along. And so it's still definitely part of that sort of preview process of improving the experience to make sure that we're really sort of getting it right before we release the app much more broadly in a lot more English-speaking markets, which we'll do soon. But we want to make sure that we're actually getting the learnings from the sort of limited rollout that we've been doing. And so actually, you know, any of you in Australia that can go download it and that are interested in using Sway, go to the App Store today and get it. And definitely tell us, use the feedback tools. We have a user voice forum, sway.uservoice.com. And we have a specific forum there set up actually about the iPhone app. We'd love your feedback. We'd love to understand what you love, what you'd like to see added or changed. And definitely use the app in conjunction with Sway on the web, because if you use the same Microsoft account to log into Sway on the web as well as Sway for iPhone, you'll see your Sways roam with you across the devices. So you can start a Sway on your mobile device, you can continue working on it on the web, come back and keep editing it on your mobile device. Again, cloud service, so it all roams with you. And so we'd love to understand sort of how you're experiencing that sort of crossover as well. So it's exciting. But the native app experience is definitely a big component of the Sway story. We do understand that, you know, in addition to having a rich web experience, which we have at sway.com, that it makes sense definitely on mobile devices to be creating a native app, particularly for, you know, offline scenarios, which is something that we introduced based on feedback from having it out in Australia first before it had an offline experience. And now the version that you can get in Australia now with the update does have offline experience. So that's why we're working on the native mobile experiences. And increasingly, as more and more people have the native mobile apps, you know, people will be experiencing Sways that are shared with them, not just in the web, but also in those native apps as well. So sort of we're on the road to creating that ecosystem, but we're, you know, from the get-go, very unapologetically stating that in the new world of you know, cross-device availability from Office, you know, Sway will be there as well.
So I think that's one of the things that a lot of people tend to overlook these days, is that the feedback options that are available for all Microsoft products, be they Office 365, be they Sway, be the Office, I think that Microsoft has now created many, many channels in which people can give honest feedback about the product, what they like and what they don't like, what they want to see. And it does fall to the responsibility of the users, I think, nowadays to take that in hand and sort of say, look, you know, it'd be great if it could do this. Obviously, that may not be able to be incorporated immediately, but in a lot of cases, you know, people who develop the applications may not see the opportunities, may not see the use cases. So I would certainly be encouraging people to provide that feedback, not only in Sway, but in any other Microsoft applications that they use. Because again, what we're seeing is such a rapid development cycle that will allow these products to continually to improve so quickly. And again, the case in point is obviously something like Office 365, which we're seeing, like I said, almost monthly updates and improvements and enhancements. And that product is now, you know, Microsoft's fastest growing product. So again, it's very important, I think, that the users take the time and feed that back and not be afraid to do that and take the mechanisms to provide, you know, yourself and the team at Microsoft direct feedback. And, you know, getting down using the apps, there's no cost to do that. There's no cost to get involved in using the web app as well. And then, yeah, again, just using them and just feeding back, you know, this would be good. This we could see, you know, being enhanced. So I would certainly encourage people to do that. I'd be saying you'd be asking the same, wouldn't you, David?
Absolutely. And the thing, too, is, you know, we have a lot of ideas for where Sway can go. But like I said, the mentality that we want to have in preview is to not take anything for granted. So, you know, what we really like learning during preview is what priority should we actually give to the different things that we might already be thinking about, as well as what gems are out there that we haven't already been thinking about that are suddenly one of the most relevant things we could go do based on the feedback that we've gotten. And we simply can't. we can't understand those things without your help. And we don't want to do the sort of development of the past where we just go into a black box, make it, and then release it, and that's what you have. We want to make sure that it actually is being what you want to use. And so feedback is great. There is no finite amount of feedback that we want to receive. And actually, that's one of the reasons that we haven't actually stated when general availability will be, is because we haven't wanted to put a cap on it. If there's still great feedback coming in, we don't want to say, sorry, you know, we can't take it or take it in the same way that we were intending just because of some date we put on the calendar. We want to make sure that we're actually leaving ourselves fully open to being able to consider that. And so whether it's leaving feedback on our user voice forum, whether it's leaving feedback in social media, you know, we're actively listening, and it's great to hear feedback there. We've heard feedback through our blogs as well. So, you know, we are listening.
Okay.
And it's great.
Okay, cool. So what we need to do, obviously, to be respectful of David's time, is what we'll ask David to do is just give us a wrap-up, if you can, what we've talked about, how people can obviously get into Sway, and, you know, then what to expect from the product. And finally, the best way they can, you know, contact the team, feedback some information to Sway, or potentially contact you directly if they have further questions.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing that I like to sort of jump back out and keep in mind at the end of the day is Sway is a fantastic example of how technology is evolving to be able to help us actually focus on the things that are human, the things that we like to do as human beings. We like to share stories and tell each other, you know, what we're up to, and tell each other what we're all about. And having technology being able to enable us to do that while stepping out of the way and letting us focus on the human process and letting the design engine take that sort of hard work off of our backs, that to me is actually what's really, really exciting about the technological age that we're living in, with machine learning, natural language processing, and of course the power of the cloud. And that's why Sway has been such a thrill to be working on, and that's why we're really excited for all of you to use it as well.
Cool.
In terms of using it, of course, go to sway.com to sign up or sign in with your Microsoft account. You can get started immediately. Go to the App Store to download Sway for iPhone if you're in Australia or New Zealand, and start using the iPhone experience as well, in conjunction with the web, and see kind of what it's like to translate between the two. For feedback, our preferred channel is the user voice forum, which is a little bit more of a structured forum for conversations around particular topics. But of course, as I said, we're listening elsewhere as well. Sway.uservoice.com is our user voice forum. Definitely follow us, follow our blogs. blogs.office.com/sway is where we have our blogs and our announcements about new features and updates and announcements to make. Follow us on Twitter, Sway, @Sway. Facebook.com/OfficeSway. My own Twitter handle, MSFTDavid, if you'd like to follow me. I am regularly on Twitter, excited to see what people are tweeting out with their Sways, and so you can engage me there. So lots of different ways to get in touch, and we're eager to have you involved.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'll take this opportunity to thank David for his time. I know it's a bit of a struggle sometimes to manage time zones and all be together to do this, but I do thank him for making the time to do that, provide all the information to all the listeners, as well as the ways we can get on board with Sway, start using it. My feedback is, yeah, I think it's a case that you need to get on board, start using it on the mobile app. And I think the sooner that you start using it, you begin to see what Sway is all about and how it can help potentially you personally and also in your business. And the most exciting thing, I think, is to look forward to the changes, the updates and the improvements. If previous products like Office 365 are any judge, then we're going to see, you know, massive changes, massive improvements. And again, I think it's a really good option to add into the office to allow people to get that message across visually, quickly and easily, which is, again, another tool in the arsenal, which I think is fantastic. So once again, David, thanks very much for your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Robert.
All right. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of another Need to Know podcast from the Computer Information Agency. My name is Robert Crane. You can find out about me and what I do at my website, www.ciaops.com. Again, I am on the Twitter as well, at Director, CIA. And with that, I thank everybody for listening. You have been listening to the Need to Know podcast from CIA Ops. For guides on using technologies like SharePoint and Office 365, visit www.ciaops.com/publications. By purchasing from the selection available, you'll be directly supporting this podcast. To provide feedback on this episode, visit www.ciaops.com/contact.